Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, it's sunny with a light breeze, perfect for an afternoon stroll. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies, while Haifa sees mild temperatures. A warm night is expected across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, an Israeli girl, aged 7, critically wounded in an Iranian missile attack, has been discharged from the hospital. This comes from JNS, reporting just under an hour ago. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that the U.S. is hosting talks as Lebanon seeks to extend its ceasefire with Israel. This comes only 5 minutes ago. Also this hour, Major General Rez Israel Ziv warns that Hamas is exploiting attention in Lebanon. This is reported by Mariv 37 minutes ago. Separately, Israel Hayom reports that Lebanon threatens to turn to an international forum after the killing of a journalist. The IDF is investigating this incident. This report was released 2 hours ago. And finally, 24 News, says Israel is expanding domestic munition production with a $200 million arms deal. This update comes from 4 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish Warrior 13, a regional commentator, posted 3 hours ago that Fadlallah calls for continuing the ceasefire, urging Israel to fully honor it. The account Israel Hayomeng highlighted Iran's influence in the Gulf, describing it as a nightmare scenario for the region. This was posted earlier today. 24news_en suggested delaying the state inquiry into the October 7th incident until after the elections. This news surfaced 3 hours ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Israeli girl who was critically wounded, JNS reports that she was injured by missile fragments that punctured her abdomen, causing severe liver damage. Her discharge indicates significant recovery progress. This highlights the ongoing risks civilians face in conflict zones. Turning to the U.S.-hosted talks. As the ceasefire with Israel nears expiration, Lebanon seeks an extension to reduce ongoing violence, according to the Jerusalem Post. The U.S. mediation reflects its strategic interest in maintaining regional stability. The outcome could influence future diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, Israel Ziv's comments to Mariv highlight concerns over Hamas taking advantage of the situation in Lebanon. With the focus on Iran and Lebanon, tensions in Gaza remain high. This underscores the complexity of regional power dynamics. In other news, Lebanon's threat to internationalize the journalist's killing, as reported by Israel Hayom, puts additional pressure on the IDF investigation. This incident could escalate into a larger diplomatic dispute if not resolved quickly. Finally, I-24 News highlights Israel's decision to boost munition production with a significant arms deal. This move is part of a broader strategy to increase self-reliance in defense. It signals a shift towards strengthening Israel's military capabilities amid regional tensions. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that Israel's wealth fund is growing, now reaching $500 million in a quarter. This growth stems from excess profit taxation on natural resources. Separately, CTEC reveals that Protego backs Relian with a $17.5 million seed round. This investment aims to bridge gaps in defense AI, expanding Israeli defense capabilities in the U.S. market. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes a mixed trend in the stock market, with the dollar strengthening by 1%. Analysts expect a rate cut amid ongoing war-related uncertainties. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.